are back, and we are excited to continue to talk all things Bahamas Carnival. So, Timmy, tell us about the road experience.
Well, you hear this rain. I was hoping it didn't rain like this on Saturday. So, basically, when you purchase a package from any band, you get your costume. That band is very important. That gives you drinks. You know, it's all-inclusive. Basically, so I don't want people to think that they pay for their costume and they got to go bring money on the road. No, you get it varies in groups, but usually you get breakfast and you get lunch and all the drinks you can drink. So, I mean, your alcohol or your water or whatever, you it's all-inclusive. It's not like you have to worry about, and this is one of the reasons why I like partying carnival-wise. When you just take it to Miami, when I go. And this is, I'm happy about the experience because it's different everywhere. So, Miami used to be in the road, but as you can imagine, the States, it gets a bit clunky with closure. So what Miami did was basically imagine if the stadium, but it's fenced in and it's like a zigzag. That's how Miami Road is. You start in the park and you go through so imagine if the stadium ended in Aaron Bailey Park. No, in the Clifford Park. Mm-hmm. So the stadium, so you walk in the stadium for like a while, zigzag, but remember, when you walk in, it's got a chip in you just, mm-hmm. you're dancing, you're with your friends, your music, you're eating. And that takes about hours, and then you end up to the where you cross the stage. So when you cross the stage where you're judged, that's when you really put on like a show. Like you dance, you do the designs that get the show off their costumes at the end, and then afterwards you go into the park and they have performers performing, you might go eat your food. So Miami experience for me is I don't really like that road because like I said, I don't want to dance in a stadium with two fans inside of me. Like, mm-hmm. You have your people. But it just feels caged to me. But their parties are amazing, and all the parties in Miami are all inclusive. And I hope that Bahamas gets to that point because I'm spoiled. And when Trinidad in Miami, I pay my people say we pay $100 for a party, but if you spend 30, you spend other money, you must get do that. So, and I'm happy that we as Bahamas are now focusing on not just the road, but the whole event experience. So like we had our first signature event in 3 years, which is a low fare. Mm-hmm. $25, you come in, but you get, and we basically tell you, you come to get dirty. So don't wear your good clothes. And you have the DJs, you get throw powder on you, water, paint. You have a good time. But whereas in the States, you might pay $100 for that same exact event, but it's more open space. So it just varies. But for Nassau, so like I say, you get your costume. Wake up, and I know you ladies, y'all can get your makeup done. So y'all be in the makeup chair from fog, and you have money. Makeup artists make so much money.
In terms of carnival parade.
So take our group. Like I said, we have about 1,000 people on any given. I don't know how much you have to see yet, but between 1,000 and 1,300, all of them is 800 ladies. Most of them is book a makeup appointment at 4 a.m., Put on their makeup, come in, get their breakfast, put on their costume. So now then you're waiting. Either you get some breakfast, drinks, and water. It's usually the big trucks. So you have everything. You have the bathroom truck. You have the two or three music trucks. You have the food truck. You have two drink trucks. Sponsors usually have their own trucks with their staff on it. And like I said, you find your crew. And the stars are always a little logic because you start from the stadium. So it's like, I don't know if it's maybe you're nervous or you're ashamed. You don't want to dance too much. But once eventually when the music hits, and that's why it's important to learn the songs. Because mm-hmm. you know how it is. You hear any genre. You hear your song, mm-hmm. you just let go. You sing at the top of your lungs. So and music is the key part. Because yeah, you look good, you with your friends. But the music, and people don't know it's different types of soca. It's power soca, which is like the hard hitting. Like the big bass soca, which really like that's when you really get like hype up. Mm-hmm. And you have the groovy soca, which is like the soulful soca, where you get like you really get really emotional, and you know, that's like Tess and John and like Marshall and like one people like Marshall and Bungie Garland. They can do both. They can do, and that's why in terms of they have a competition before Carnival. They have the groovy soca and the power soca awards, and that's why I like how we saw the music masters because music is a huge part of the Carnival.
So, get into the Music Masters.
So, and Bodian, we mentioned Bodian came, I think, fourth the first year, and that money she used was able to invest in her career, and then she started going further.
But for someone who doesn't know what Music Masters is.
Right, so Music Masters basically was, I applaud them for doing this. It birthed a lot of new artists. So basically, it's just a competition of First it was like, I don't know how much they let first go, but like maybe say 200 people applied. They picked the first 20. Then they did graphics for these artists. And some of these people weren't artists before Music Boxes existed. They might have dabbled in music, but they saw that it was possible to have a money prize. Like Ilsha is one of the newest Reagan Strape, and a lot of artists that aren't doing Reagan Strape, they're doing Carnival or they're doing like rap. She did Reagan Strape. She came. She was with her friend Valerie, and they came like second and third. So you did 20. And what I like about it is that they did the semifinals in Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
So not only you get to go to Freeport, they perform, they introduce themselves and they music to a new crowd. And I'd watch from the crowd like, oh, people dancing, and now they go up to them. This is a new. So I would guesstimate maybe in those first 3 years of Music Masters, 3 to 10. Brand new artists born and flooded into this scene that we have now. And even we had a lot of veterans, and there people like Sketch and Rick, and you know, because of course it was money, was also a chance for them to venture from their usual genre of music and do the mix of soca and junkanoo into their normal R&B. So that was amazing. It didn't happen. They had two or three, and it was going to happen. They needed something else. I can't remember what it was called. But they were doing it last time before COVID hit. And of course, we only have 3 weeks, so it won't happen this year. So I reckon it'll happen next year. But it's very important that we have we honor Bahamian music while we're doing this kind of. Because of course, you might not have no hardcore Ricochet, because Ricochet being really nothing to dance to on the road. But you have a lot of Wendy and Dyson and Rick, like Rick and Dyson.
But
song.
They include so many elements of it, not necessarily the rhythm, but the different. Element.
And sometimes they do like a little road mix of the Bahamian songs and like, so I don't know if you ever saw Somebody Got, that's a Turk song, but that song is such like a Bahamian song. You know how Turks, I've never met a Bahamian other than myself who loves Reagan Strape, like a Turk person. Like Turks love Reagan Strape. So I was in the States like, hold on, what is this? Is this a Bahamian? And I had to go do my little Shazam, Turks. So that showed me right there that people want to hear what we do. We used to find the right way to fuse it and mix it for worldwide consumption.
So we're still in the experimental phase.
Yeah.
Very much so. But in terms of the costume, we have that locked in. The music is still evolving.
I think as of year four, like I said, we went from the watered down. It was more so, instead of a big Junkanoo costume, it's made smaller, but still looked very Junkanoo-y and Shrewy. And then year two, okay, three. And by four, when they started getting some outside help, and these designs, they started traveling, they started going to other carnivals, like, okay, I could do that. Put my job. So I think the costumes, we got that locked.
Yeah.
The music, you would Bodine and Wendy aren't household names in Trinidad, but when I have watched them perform over there and people start dancing, so we are definitely capable. It's just more so getting the music out there more.
Right.
But we definitely are capable of creating music. I am without a doubt.
We have the talent. I saw Patrice Murrell. She was doing like some really great things.
I loved her songs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's
I had the collaboration. She had a song with one of the guys who was the song who she did. I saw they shoot the song in January and I'm sure that the next month. And he's on track with me. So it's like we right there. We're forging relationships across boundaries. But again, COVID really slowed down a lot of the progress. Like I think we were at the point where we was about to burst, and then overcome and put us on the commission for 2 years.
But I think, as with all good things come to those who wait.
Yeah.
So I think next year.
I don't see anyone slowing down. Like when he just dropped a new song last night, right? So I am happy to see that they get, Patrice had the baby. So happy Patrice got the baby out of the way.
Out the way.
You know, she had the baby during COVID because she's going to perform Survival Weekend next week.
Okay.
So I love Patrice's energy and I love to watch her perform. And like, she don't care. She's be dancing and thing, and like Patrice Morel is a performer.
Absolutely.
A performer. So I'm happy to see that she's, I say all the way, because once she gets pregnant, you can see her, and I can see her, you know? And that's, so, but yeah, I said Patrice, I love to watch her perform. I love to hear her sing. And that's what I like about the Ladies Night theme. So we can have, because we have Bahamian artists, we have Fanshawn, who won Music Masters with one of my favorite songs, Dig Up the Road. Just Dig Up the Road. Mm-hmm. And she'll be on stage with Nyla Black. Nyla is one of the biggest lady artists right now in soca. So like the sea on a fire, Fanshawn and Nyla Blackman. Like that wouldn't have been possible without Music Masters.
Right.
Because I always know Fanshawn singing in the band and all these other places. But maybe she wouldn't have ventured in making a soca-ish song if it was for Music Masters. So like that's really important. And even Patrice Morel, I met Patrice Morel from Music Masters as well. I know she was a singer, but she never really did stuff like this. So now you could see the progress. You could see Year the, 2 or 3, they did Music Masters. Now in this year 5, year 6, mm-hmm. they're on stage. Yeah, they open it, but they're sharing the space with soca legends. So it pays off. Like you said, come the wait, they go on. Franchon won. Patrice didn't win, but it doesn't matter. Just because
she still came out as though she won.
Exactly, because from that year, she has been one of the most successful artists from the competition she was in. Mm-hmm. So nothing is a loss. I think everything is a lesson learned and an opportunity.
Well, that's very interesting, and I am. You know, amazed by all of the different opportunities, the potential.
I literally would not have been able to pay my bills in 2017 without Carnival. The people always saying, it's like, but I try to get my perspective. I literally paid for 6 months every bill and more. Was able to travel, all these type of things because of the existence. If Carnival didn't exist, I would have been twiddling my thumbs.
That's quite interesting. So for the up-and-comer, there's a lot of opportunity for you. Mm. Go out, experience something different, make new friends, build new relationships. So tell us about the Sail Away.
So we didn't have our Sail Away this year because it was... So we didn't really get the approval for Carnival events until like the week after Easter. Mm-hmm. So we are looking at possibly this summer, because that's the one event we didn't have to have. We had a Glow Fair. But usually what we do is we just go to the dock, we go to Colonial Island. Mm-hmm. We carry our big speakers, we carry tents. So it just feels different. You're surrounded by beach, you're in the sand. Usually bring one or two artists. As about here is we have a few signature events. We have the launch, we have Glow, which is the Juve, we have Sail Away. We had something right before COVID called Casablanca, which is an all-white party. It's more of the grown folks, we're all white. So the higher price point because, you know, but of course, people don't understand, it's Carnival isn't a young person thing. Like the owners of Masqueraders, they little old, you know, they got a little gray hair, you know, they seasoned, but it's not just it's the same person, the same man who would be at the FET, who would be in a Juve with paint powder, who on the road, he in a nice three-piece suit, sipping some nice wine with some old school soca playing. So it's not just the road. Like the road is a huge part of it, but there are so much offshoots and branches that create this thing we call Carnival. Like the whole overall Carnival season. Like when I personally go to Miami Carnival, it's usually our holiday when we have Harbor Island Regatta. So I pick different type of events so I can experience everything. So I mean, have an event that's in a bar, but like DJ Robert Ryan, who was one of the best known soca DJs, he has events at Miami Sea Aquarium, very high scale. Like his, imagine Food Fest, in the scale as a soca concert. That's what DJ Robert Ryan does. Food Fest as a, and then just and then it's him one, but yeah, he has different DJs and whatever. But so it's a festival. It's not just like the road or a party. Like these are festivals that happen. So when I go to Miami Carnival, I might pick a little low-key event or upscale in the club. I might have to wear a tie type of event. So it's just so much. It's not just being naked in the road. That's what people like to look at it as. It's much bigger than that. The nakedness part is just, the whole point of it is to be liberating, to let yourself go and just to feel the music and the energy of the camaraderie. Like I said, when I was in Trinidad, I understood what people were saying. Like I figured I did. So what Bahamas did for me is that built up my stamina, because you know, we walk from the stadium or around the sort of the fry, and that's like 5 miles. And Miami is a big shot, but that built up for me my stamina, because that road longer in Trinidad. But it's just a different feeling of being around like-minded people who they ain't watching nothing. They just want to have a good time and meet friends. And it's just amazing. It's a euphoria. And shout out to Euphoria for your name. It's a euphoria. It's a high that you don't have to. And people think, are you on the road drunk? No, some people don't have to. Like I work for the band, so I don't be out there like drinking and like taking pictures, but I still feel the same high and vibes that everyone feels, because
it's a feeling of connection, you know, something that's, you know, a place to build memories or a series of experiences for memories in the future. Well, thank you for coming. But any last words from you?
But if you want to be in the winner's circle and Bahamas Masqueraders, follow us anywhere at BAH Masqueraders. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We do have a few more costumes left. In 2 days' time, it'll be Friday, so which means we're going to have like a little happy hour while, because when you pick up a costume, we don't want you just pick up a costume and go home. Where you going? Sit down with us. Get to know us, because you want to be with us for six to eight hours on the road tomorrow on Saturday. So sit down with us. See who, and that's what we like to do. We like to do this, the pickups by section. So you know who in your section, so you say, oh, that's you, so-and-so, okay. You know, so that's all that is about the experience.
That's lovely. That's lovely. Looking forward to it. So as we conclude another enjoyable episode of Blank Canvas, we remind you to visit the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas as we remain a free space for Bahamians and local residents. Spend time exploring our exhibitions. Kendra Furup, the Whimsical Collector, is still on display. And our art park, which has free Wi-Fi courtesy of Alive. Thank you so much. Please also take advantage of our beautiful scenery. You can take photos if you have 10 persons or less, but you have to make an appointment. And enjoy art, and let's celebrate Carnival. Until next week.